says Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on popping the bubble on tech utopians and the law of amplification. Every once in a blue moon, there's a piercing needle that bursts the bubble of hucksterism, no matter how well-intentioned, and brings its wild claims based on hope and hustle down to the hard ground of reality. In this case, the sound of the pop is louder because the sharp points are delivered from an insider, Kentaro Toyama, a tech company veteran with the years in grade and degrees to prove it in his book, Geek Heresy, Rescuing Social Change from the Cult of Technology. Right from the title, I knew this was a book worth reading, and Toyama delivered time and time again. Spoilers alert, it's one thing when working stiff organizers point out that the tech emperors of our times are naked as a day is long, day in and day out, but when it's the geek spreading the heresy to comrades in wealth and power, it's rich with the flavor of truth and justice. The backstory on Toyama is that he started on the path of Silicon Valley privilege with the degrees from Harvard and Yale and the big job at Microsoft, and all was going swell. Then he was recruited to go with a respected and senior colleague to open up the Microsoft Research Center in Mingaluru. They did this and that, and he was responsible for some bit of gee whiz niftiness, but there was a problem. Rather than being the usual LED screen potted plant, he tried teaching calculus in Ghana before going total geek. And though he didn't go native in India, he did actually visit the schools where they were working and take a good look. Worse, for many other sacred cows of international development and research, from microfinance to high-flying randomistas like the widely touted Poverty Lab, who argue for data and metrics as the benchmarks for all development work, he actually went into the field, met the folks, and dug deeper, and despite preambles full of praise for the big whoops, his bubble bursting is categorical and indisputable. Not because Toyama and Geek Heresy are on a mission of destruction and global depression, but because he is a realist unable to become a true believer of the utopian claims of the modern-day tech babblers. He just can't help saying what he's seen on the ground. He argues for what he calls the law of amplification as an antidote to the utopian claims. In plain English, his law holds that nothing will change just because of technology if the necessary support system of people, training, resources, and infrastructure are not in place to take advantage of the technology. To organizers on the ground, this is so obvious that it should be gospel, but from the partnership of Silicon Valley and Wall Street, is so powerful steering the hype machine that it's hard not to drink their Kool-Aid. Toyama has spit it out, though. His examples are endless, but time and time again, they are of the kind that gently points out that cars are great inventions, for example, but without roads, gas, or people who are taught how to drive, they really won't go too far. Tools are really just tools, no matter how highfalutin. We all know this, but still have to sometimes catch ourselves and stop from nodding about the outrageous claims for computers, the internet, Twitter, Facebook, and the like, all of which are wonderful, but none of which can change the world without amplification, roads, gas, drivers, and the like. Microfinance, as we have pointed out repeatedly, is not the silver bullet to end poverty, and Toyama is devastating on this as well. He also takes down the data freaks and randomistas, worshiping at the altar of testing and metrics by reminding that the local partners with years of experience, staffing, resources, and pure and simple competency essentially have their fingers weighing heavily on every measuring scale. He introduces another law, the Iron Law of Evaluation and Other Metallic Rules, which heartbreakingly points out that the expected value of any net impact assessment of any large-scale social program is zero. Which, before any of you jump off the cliff, is a helpful reminder that because something works well locally or in one context does not mean that it will automatically work well when scaled up in others. Wisely, Toyama also pops the pretense of philanthropists who claim one and done to a grant as if that ensures success rather than failure as it goes to scale. As an organizer often in the field, whether India, Kenya, Houston, or Little Rock, who sits side by side with brilliant, caring, courageous organizers trying to amplify their ability to make a computer or a tool rather than a paperweight, access the internet despite the cost, technical and training barriers, and do simple research, organizing, math, and the other tasks for our members, it was great to be Toyama's partner, page to page, with the truth that you find under your feet, no matter the sugar plums being fed daily to your brain. There's no substitute for doing the real work. Praise be to the heretics like Toyama, who can speak truth to tech power and who wonderfully still believe in or committed to social change. Don't let his voice be unheard. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.